This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Today's episode is brought to you by... we don't do sponsors at the top, and we've told HeadGum that. Mike, wrong with you, man? What's wrong? You in a bad mood?
No.
Why? Because you're yelling at me about the levels right off the bat.
Yeah, only because they cause physical pain to me.
I mean...
I'm not doing it just to be a dick. I would do it only because it's physical pain that's being caused in my head every time the levels are blown out. And I have headphones attached to my ears, which are the human receptors of sound. And I have them so close to my trust and my ears. And I have them so, so close to my head and my organs that are in my head, like my eyes and my brain.
Can I tell you about a famous comedy trio called the Three Stupids, who back in the day would hit each other in the face with pans and everyone would laugh and love it?
Well, it doesn't really hurt when you hit your friend with a pair of pants.
And what the point I'm trying to get to is that sometimes you have to hurt the friends that you love to get the audience to laugh and give you money eventually.
I don't know that that is true, and I think that maybe that's a poor business plan.
Well, you might be right, because all of the Three Stupids died of some terrible trauma to their heads.
Yeah.
So I know Larry had a bad brain when he died.
You read his biography, Larry's Bad Brain?
Larry had a bad brain.
You remember, it's a tragic story.
There's a Netflix documentary coming out about it.
Who is Larry's bad brain?
The truth about Larry's bad brain.
And there's doctors talking about the dangers of bonking.
Mike, how are you, man? Dude, can I give you a little moment of peace?
Dude, what if you were at the doctor's office and you got a blood test and the doctor comes in to tell you your test results? And he's like, well, just reading your test results, I guess the best way I could describe what you have is...
Oh, so it was bad and then it got good.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, the guy before you, though, when he came in, it was more like this.
Yeah.
He's not gonna make it. He's not gonna. I wanna live in that.
He's not long for this world.
He's not long for this world. Mike, how are you, man?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I participated in my first feature film today.
Okay, how was that?
It was great. Uh-huh. I don't know how much I can talk about. I didn't sign any non-disclosure agreements.
So I have the freedom to do things like this.
Just let it out. But I am doing the voice of a dog. Uh-huh. in a Netflix movie coming out. I don't know when, but that's all I can say.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
You know
thank
what?
You.
thank you. My phone was congratulating me. I keep getting these fucking text messages from this fucking...
Well, your Postmate is outside.
It's this unlisted... It's this fucking... You know those numbers that are like those texts that are from like a number that is only four numbers?
Yes.
And this is what it says.
439-44.
Messages from since October 9th, and I get them weekly. And it says, our records indicate that you now qualify for a payment reduction.
Oh, congratulations.
Or government loan forgiveness program.
Uh-huh.
And then another one said, your account is flagged for possible student loan forgiveness.
Oh, shit.
Call this number. And so I was thinking, well, I don't have any student loans.
Yeah.
So what's the game here, boys? Should we call the number live right now?
Think about how much money you owe if you didn't even know about your student loans.
Let's call the number right now.
But what if... I just don't want them to get your shit, man.
I'm just going to have a little fun with them.
I just don't want them to get any of your shit.
Student Relief, my name is Mark. With whom am I speaking?
Mark, my name's Steve, and I'm glad I caught you because I've got a text here from you guys. I've got about 73 texts from you guys that says that my account is flagged for possible student loan forgiveness, and I would love to just know what that is right now. Read me your script.
It's for people with federal student loans that need help with their Department of Education loans.
Perfect.
Doesn't sound like you're too interested.
It sounds like I'm absolutely not interested, and the reason why is because I didn't go to college, so first of all, thanks for reminding me about that, and second of all, I don't have any student loans, so can I get an amen or a thank you, or I don't know, I'm excited I don't have student loans. He hung up on me. It's nice to give back sometimes, you know what I mean?
This was this guy's day before lunch.
That's a really vague day.
Yeah. That he's guy having kind of so-so day, but it's on its way up. Here's that guy after lunch. Steve, can you say what you said when you first picked up the phone?
Yeah. Hi, I'm so happy you picked up the phone because I am very excited about your student loan text because I didn't go to college, so...
I wonder if you'll get less texts.
You think that
now.
Guy enjoys his job and he
stealing
loves it
money
when,
from people?
Yeah, like you think that guy cares? Do you think that guy has no investment in the company he's a part of?
Mm-mm.
He probably enjoyed a fun little gag.
Yeah, man. You know how you could tell when shit's not right when you call someone and there's too many people in the room. If you're calling an important number and it sounds like there's too many people in the room, That's not a legitimate
when you
place.
Can hear someone yelling in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
I'm glad you got to the bottom of it.
Me too, man. I hope they won't text me ever again.
What are the chances?
But yeah, so I did some VO today and mm-hmm. I'm very excited. It was in a professional voiceover recording studio in Malibu.
How is it different than every other
place? It's just nicer.
Yeah. Did they treat you different? Did they give you sweet tea and
they totally had sweet tea and lemon and like a bunch of great treats.
Cool. Are we am I in the presence of like a does your voice have like clout, Hollywood clout now?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm playing a very small role in the film. But I actually auditioned for a way bigger role and I didn't get it. And the note I got back from the studio was too old for that role I was going for.
You were too old for the voiceover role.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible.
I didn't think so either because there's an old man, Billy West, doing the voice of a teenager on a show about space boys. He also is the voice of a honeybee that feeds you sweet cereal. You're familiar with it.
I am. Sweet Boys and the Bee
honey
was my
boys
favorite cartoon.
Cheering.
Honey sweet Boys cheering section. It's my favorite cartoon forever.
Yeah, so that's what I did today. I'm very tired though. It wore me out. I did a lot of yelling in a sound booth.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I'll take it from here, Steve.
Go ahead. Mike, I think I'm also very excited to say I've got two things to say.
Uh-huh.
I finally went to the P.O. box.
Great.
And I have many boxes here to open, so
we'll be busy.
We're gonna get to that sooner than later, I'd imagine. I'd really appreciate maybe a little later we'll call that guy back and we'll see if he's okay.
Do you think that maybe you hurt his feelings?
I think maybe I hurt his feelings. What was his name? David?
I don't know.
Next time I call back, I'm gonna ask for David and see what's up with David.
Hey, is David there? Look for anyone looking sad.
Is there anyone at the phone place today that's feeling a bit like this? That doesn't really narrow it down. Okay, he was around this at what is it, 3 o'clock? Around probably noon, he was more like this. Oh, that's David.
Yeah, go ahead and put me on with David.
That's David in a nutshell. Yeah, so I've got, and I've got another thing, a really exciting thing. Banter listener Joel Common did a lot of work for us and actually reached out to Tic Tacs.
No way. Really?
Yeah, he reached out to the Tic Tac Corporation to get to the bottom of this. How many Tic Tacs have been manufactured?
Let's get to the bottom of this.
And we actually have a response from Tic Tacs. So it's cool because this is like an exclusive.
This is the next best thing to a Tagarado.
Yeah, this is our response. Own in-game piece of our lead here. And our boy is Joel Common. Thank you, Joel, for doing that. but do you want to dig into this now, or do you want to save it for later on? We could talk about some stuff for now.
Let's talk about it in a few weeks.
Let's talk about it exactly in time for me to forget about it.
Let's talk about it 3 years from today.
Mike, can we talk about something right off the bat? Because I don't know when people stop listening to the podcast.
Know if where we are. If where we are now qualifies as right off the bat anymore.
Well, we're 11 minutes in, and I just don't... It's like, I'm sure we could dig into the analytics of the podcast and find out exactly when people tune out or even stop listening altogether. But I want to do something right at the top before the 15-minute mark of the podcast. Okay. And I just want to talk about how excited I am about our panel. At LA Comic Con this weekend.
Absolutely. I'm very happy for you, and I'm excited to be a part
of it. Thanks, Mike. And I'm very happy that you're a part of it as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited because there's a lot going on at that panel. Chris McCaleb is going to moderate it, and he's a great boy.
How excited we are to be a part of it, the next thing we should talk about is how many parts there are of it.
A lot of moving parts.
Yes, there's so many notable parts to mention in it.
Let's talk about It, the movie It.
For the fourth week in a row.
Yeah. Chris McCaleb is a great man. He's the... Owen, would you say he's the host or kind of like the co-host of the Breaking Bad Insider podcast?
Co-host.
And the co-host of the... Better Call Saul Insider podcast. So Kelly Dixon is the host.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chris.
Welcome back to Who's the Host.
Chris is the co-host. Chris. The co-Chris. But he's the co-host of those great podcasts and an amazing editor, and he's a good friend of ours, and he also, I think, appeared on Talking Banter several times.
Yeah, he edited on both shows.
Oh, and he edited on both shows. And like Walking Dead.
A little more proud of that than the podcast, but...
Well,
what
sure.
What is Talking Banter?
Well, I was only just recently told about what that is, and I think it's... At the panel, we might be confronted about it.
Okay.
So...
Are they, like, trying to get in on our shit?
No, I think it's just one of those things where we're actually going to dig into it, because it's something I just recently found out about, and I still don't know much.
Sounds weird,
but apparently there might be a little bit of a reveal at the Comic-Con panel.
That's great. It sounds like there's multiple things to reveal.
Lots
you're
of
doing
things
your
torching clothes which opened for Smashing Pumpkins back in 98. Let me squeeze one out for 1998.
What if it was respectful? Squeeze one out.
We're going to squeeze one out.
There is no year in my life where I would have laughed at that any less.
And now we're here to say goodbye to our good friend, father, brother, and all-around great person, Jim Jenkins. And so right now we're just going to squeeze one out for Jim. Excuse me, I said we're going to squeeze one out. But yeah.
Squeeze some out for Jim.
Oh, yes, no. Next time I'm going to say we're going to squeeze some out. We're going to squeeze some out for Jim. So, Mike, I'm really excited about it because we're going to talk about dynamic banter in front of a crowd.
What is there to talk about when it's a podcast?
Well, I think Chris has a bunch of questions for us.
Oh, shit.
And he's actually going to be like a legit moderator. He's going to moderate the panel and ask us questions. And,
like Maude Garrett.
Like Maude Garrett.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm really excited. I'm excited about it. And then we're going to do a little bit of first time show and then Torty Cloud. Yeah, we're going to debut Torty Cloud. I'm very excited about that.
I'm very excited. What? Did you hear someone?
All right. So do you want to get to this Tic Tac thing?
Yeah, please.
I'm not going to forget how Owen was like really against the idea that there have been trillions of Tic Tacs made.
Well, I have since had a couple conversations that maybe have shaped my
Has it changed your thought of where we're at? Because you agreed with me on trillions, at least.
Yes, but trillions is such an impossibly big number. I want to say that.
Okay.
There are maybe... What is there? 2 trillion people? 2 billion people? A trillion is 1,000 billions? Or a trillion, 1,000,000 trillion?
How many billions is a trillion? 1,000,000 trillions?
So you see where the confusion starts to set in.
What if there was a spaceship on a space show called 1,000,000 trillions?
Quickly aboard the 1,000,000 trillions.
Shields up on the 1,000,000 trillion. Let me find out how many things, like, what would be the proper way to find out, what's the Google search term here for finding out how many things, how many trillions of things are there?
How many billions in a trillion?
That's a great one. Here we go. How many billions are in a trillion? We believe that answer is 1,000 times 1 billion equals 1 trillion.
Okay, so...
So in the American system, 1 billion... Okay, they're showing us the number here. Okay.
I think that there have not been trillions of Tic Tacs made. I think that there have been billions.
Or billion.
I'm looking for a number.
Well, let me say this. In 2014, the world's first trillionaire... was announced, and that's Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the world's first trillionaire.
I don't see how that helps us here.
Because he has trillions of dollars, and do you think he accumulated more dollars than the Tic Tac company has made tiny Tic Tacs since like the 60s, or when did we find out they were manufacturing Tic Tacs?
Can you just read the email?
Mike, I think it's important that we set this up a little bit.
How much is too much?
Tic Tacs? Tic Tacs were introduced in 1969. We could just use simple math in that respect.
1969.
If we think about when Bill Gates was...
2017.
When was Bill Gates born? 1927.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
No. When was Bill Gates born? 1812.
Yay, Bill Gates was born in 1812.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And if Columbus ate 27 Tic Tacs a day...
Then how many trillions is that?
And if you used to have a holiday and now you don't anymore, how many billions of Tic Tacs?
Here we go. I'm typing in, is there a trillion of anything? Is what I typed into.
Well, if there's a trillionaire.
There you go. So if there's a trillionaire, then a trillion can't be that impossible of a number to achieve.
I mean, okay. Dollars have been around longer than Tic Tacs have been around.
That's a good point.
And they're more important.
But how long have dollars been counted by the National Treasury of the United States of America, Mike?
I think with every question we ask,
there's more questions.
We get further and further away from the interesting information.
Joel Commons says, a Joel Common says, "Hey, Steve Boy and Mike Boy, I wanted to share this with you. I reached out to the Tic Tac Company to find out if it is indeed possible that trillions of Tic Tacs have been made. My thoughts, if one of the plants makes 20 million Tic Tacs in a day, it would only take 50 days for a trillion to be made." Mm-hmm. Anything about that, Mike?
Okay.
"Anyone doubting this number would have to be insane."
All right.
"Love the show, guys. Miss your videos." Joel Common. Owen, how are you feeling about this? Are you feeling like you're about to be proven wrong?
Owen forgot about all of it.
Denied that there are trillions of Tic Tacs, that trillions have been made.
Until you prove me otherwise, I'm sticking to it.
But did you hear what this man says? If a plant makes 20 million Tic Tacs a day, it would only take 50 days for a trillion to be made.
Does a plant make that much?
That's one plant.
Does it or not?
But think about it.
You don't have to think about...
Yeah,
man, you don't have to think about anything that doesn't happen. That's
Consumer relations from Tic Tacs responded to Mr. Joel Common, who said, "Okay, so Joel sent an email to them that originally said,
on fun and pretty things,
settle a debate. Have there been trillions or billions of Tic Tacs made since their inception in 1969? And this is the official response from the Tic Tac Corporation.
Please stop asking us.
Dear Mr. Joel Common.
Cease and desist.
Thank you for reaching out to us regarding our Tic Tac mints. We are pleased to hear that you enjoy the product."
First of all,
he didn't say he enjoyed them. He just said, "Settle this debate, please. We are pleased to hear that you enjoy the product." And by the way, they're saying we are. Does that mean... this person went to every single person at the Tic Tac Corporation.
Mm-hmm. Counted
and said,
all the Tic Tacs.
"Are you guys okay with, are you pleased to hear this man may or may not enjoy our product?"
"Hey, did you hear, accounting department, did you hear about this email we got from Joel?"
His name is Joel. Yeah, good work. I don't remember names, and you're good at it because you're a comedian and you got to. "While we are unable to share our manufacturing data, we do have some information that may interest you."
Some mint information?
"Tic Tac mints are manufactured in Cork, Ireland, Lithgow, Australia, Brantford, Canada, Quito, Ecuador, and Baramati, India. Our plant in India produces 20 million Tic Tac mints per day. Thank you again for taking the time to contact us. We hope you continue to enjoy our many fine products."
Okay.
So just one plant produces 20 million Tic Tac mints a day. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Tic Tac plants in the world.
Uh-huh.
Our boy Joel...
Now, where does the Tic Tac plant normally grow?
So, Owen, what do you think about that data?
Well, that's one plant.
That's just one.
Yeah, the rest of the plants make 800 Tic Tacs a day.
So it doesn't matter. Let's say since the 60s, we can just assume that since the 60s...
Well, we can't assume that all these plants have been open since the
60s. It's true, but if this plant in India has been open since like the 80s...
Okay, all you have to do is work backwards from now and figure out how many years it would take to make a trillion.
Well, our buddy Joel says... If one of the plants makes 20 million Tic Tacs in a day, it would only take 50 days for a trillion to be made.
Do you remember at the beginning of the podcast where you were talking about the part in the analytics where people might tune out?
Someone might be interested in this. Because I think we've finally gotten to the bottom of this thanks to Joel Common, one of our listeners.
Well, if that email came from the company, then that's...
Owen's debating the legitimacy of the
email. No, Owen's,
say,
Owen's admitting it's true.
I'll yeah.
accept that if it came from the company, but I feel like he might have just, you know, put this thing together to make you guys look correct.
First of all, who would do that?
I don't think anyone would go through any trouble to make sure we're correct in anything. For example, what was the name of that Jack Johnson documentary?
It might be loud today. It might get good in here.
Cool. So trillions of Tic Tacs have
been made. So definitely trillions have been made.
Great. Congratulations to the... They have enough money to sponsor us for sure. So maybe
say,
that's
Owen?
The next email.
They make a trillion every 2 months, so that's like 6 trillion a year.
So what's above a trillion?
Quadrillion.
Godrillion?
Quad.
Quadrillion? So do you think a quadrillion Tic Tacs have been made?
It's the grumpiest
if
old man.
6 trillion in a year, well, you have to make 1,000 trillion to make a quadrillion.
So what's above a quadrillion?
Septillions? Shit, I don't know.
Reptilians. The reptilians. This is great, though. I forgot why we even started talking about it, but we have now, because of our buddy listener Joel Common, we now know that the Tic Tac company has definitely made trillions of Tic Tacs.
Right. I'm only skeptical because on the Lost podcast, we got all those emails from James ABC, and I don't think that was the actual guy who runs ABC.
You might be right, Owen, but from these emails I'm reading, there's a concern.
I was always suspicious, but I never wanted to bring it up.
These emails have... signatures in them that say like these emails are from this corporation and it, I mean you could probably fabricate this, but I don't know why you would. Thank you, Joel.
What's next?
Well, you said there was something you wanted to talk about, Mike, but we're at the halfway mark now, so let's do our ad read.
Okay,
how does that sound?
That sounds great. Do you want some music?
Well, I was just gonna pull some up.
Okay, here you go. Here you go, Steve. Oh.
Hey, boys and girls. My name is Steve, and I'm here to say...
Why do so many raps start like that? Who gives a fuck? It's already implied that you have something that you're here to say. You showed up at the rap. You showed up at the rapping place.
Hey guys, how many of you have ever heard about Squarespace? Raise your hand. Well, for those of you that haven't, have a seat. Squarespace is a beautiful website.
You're not wrong.
What can you do with Squarespace? Someone asked me at the doctor's office where I went to go see my new psychiatrist. Because my other psychiatrist is out of network. And this one's in network and a little cheaper. The deductible's a little cheaper. Squeeze one out for Kaiser Permanente. Well, I'll tell you what you can do with Squarespace. You can create a beautiful website to turn your cool idea into a new website. You can showcase your work, blog. You sell products and services of all kinds. You got a little boys working in your house making fun crafts for everyone. You sell them on... Your son make candy... Sell it candy on a Squarespace site. You can promote your physical or online business. You got a little shop at the swap meet. You sell your son's shoes. Go ahead and advertise that on a Where's Spite. Do you have an upcoming event or special project? Thank you for asking. Mike and I are doing a Comic-Con this weekend. Los Angeles Stan Lee's Comic-Con. Sunday, October 29th at 10:30 a.m. Good time. We could have made a website from Squarespace and made a website about it. They've got beautiful templates created by world-class designers. There's a powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell stuff. It's easy to sell your son's clothes. The ability to customize the look and feel, the settings, the products, and more with just a few clicks. And everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box. You can use it on your phone. There's nothing to patch or upgrade. You don't have to install any software. And they got that 24/7 award-winning customer service! We're encouraging folks to make it! Make it yourself! Make it stand out! Alright? So head to... Go to, check out, click on, look at, buy squarespace.com for a free trial. Hey, and when you're ready to launch, you can use the offer code BANTER. Save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's right, 10% off the website or the domain. Go to squarespace.com/banter. Sorry, to squarespace.com, code BANTER. And create a good website, Squarespace.
Oh my god, if you're still confused as to how to make a website after that. Holy shit. Thank you, Squarespace.
What's up, Owen?
How come half of the sponsors do the code and the other half do the slash on the website?
It's a good question.
That's a marketing decision.
I think it's a marketing decision.
Why can't they get together on that and decide one thing?
That would be great to survey the audience as the people who go check out the sponsors and the people who support the sponsors who support the show. What do you like doing more, typing in a code or going to a specific website? Answer in the comments below.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Owen.
Mike, what's up, dude? What did you say you want to do on the podcast?
Nothing is better than that.
Okay.
That was great. I had a great time.
Me too, man. I'm having a lot of fun with you, Mike. And I do want to say, and I know that you're not going to say it, because we're already about 32 minutes into the podcast and you haven't mentioned it, but yesterday was your birthday, Mike.
Yep.
Now, I don't... I don't peg you for a guy that doesn't say when your birthday is. Are you that guy?
Well.
You don't like talking about your birthday?
Not really.
You don't like it to be all about you is why it is.
Kind of.
Okay.
Because there's so much other stuff that we do that's like, I just see me all the time.
Okay.
I'm always editing videos with my face in it.
Yeah. Working hard.
And then here comes this day. Where everybody's like, it's your day. It's all about you today. And I would love for that to be the day where people forget about me once a year. No, that's not true.
Everyone should have one day.
Everyone should have one day.
One day.
I think I'm just sick of myself. And I just like hanging out with my friends.
Are you sad that you'll never have a Mother's Day?
No, I've gotten over it.
Okay.
You know what I was thinking walking over here?
What?
Today? That there were, when we were children, the genre of like action hero and maybe action TV star was very cheeky and very hokey.
Yeah.
And very cartoonish, but it was always played by real people, but they had very corny, like go-to sayings or names. And I was thinking of this whole hypothetical scenario where I made up like a action star that would have been popular in like maybe 1992, 1989. That, uh-huh. And his name is Steel Choice.
That's really good.
And his thing is that he's always faced with some kind of a choice. And he,
his last name is Choice.
His last name is Choice. First name Steele. Blonde haired, blue eyes, like every other. It was all
of
them.
Sure, of course.
And his thing is that he would make the right choice if given the choice.
So he's like a teach kids how to be a good person type person and make the right choice.
Yeah, but like I would imagine. Joe. Yeah, yeah. Broad strokes. But like specifically, I picture him in really outlandish situations where the villain always has like your best friend or your mom and is dangling her over one of two things. And then he would pick the right thing. Like one is like a vat of acid.
All right, as
you do. And then one's like there's a pillow sale or something at like a Bob's Discount Furniture. He's like, which one? Make your choice. Pillows are acid. Steel choice.
The choice is yours.
Yeah, he always
choice.
And then he always makes the right choice.
Does that guy think those are hard choices?
I mean, that was a bad example, you know? But I'm thinking that, like, even if there's, like, a hokier choice, he would be able to have the foresight to be able to kick out the right beam or box.
Okay.
To make that choice null and void. Yeah, well, obviously, no one gets commended for doing a choice. That's why there's no superhero called a choice. This is Steel Choice.
What if there was a superhero called The Choice?
And they just made a choice?
You know what I thought too, man? Steel Choice is a great name, but what about Steel Cut?
Steel Cut is good, but then he just, what does he do? Make oatmeal?
He makes oatmeal.
Yeah.
For some reason, when
choice.
I think, like, steel, have you had steel cut oatmeal?
Have, yeah.
It's delicious.
It's like eating boring. It's eating the concept of boring.
But do you not like oatmeal?
Or? I don't like plain oatmeal. I think there's nothing in the world.
Well, sure, but you put
It's like eating unflavored steel cut oatmeal is like eating a bad conversation. That there's no way out of.
But what about you had some Nanners, you put little Cinnies?
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. When I talk about steel-cut oatmeal, I'm talking about you got the works, baby.
Yeah, well, you got to make a choice.
You got some blueberries in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You crumple up some Pop-Tarts, throw those in there?
Sure, why not? Give it a little flavor. Add some preservatives. There's not enough preservatives in there. But I think I like steel-cut oatmeal better than like the instant oatmeal those damn Quakers try to sell us for years.
Those are, And shame on them. That's they're very too sweet. Is
yes.
that what you hate
yeah,
about them?
Yeah, yeah.
I like mixing those with a plain thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you could have an instant thing of just plain cut oats.
You know what you can do is you can take two of those instant oats, put them into a mug or a bowl, and then just use one packet with two packages of oats.
Yeah.
This is a suggestion.
It's a choice. I know who to call on. And that's what I wanted to do before is I wanted to have a theme song. And I thought about while I was crossing the street.
For a theme song for this podcast?
No, for Steel Choice.
For Steel Choice. Oh, okay.
And I had one. And then I came in here and we started bitting around. We started being friends and jokesters. And then Owen or Ethan, whatever the fuck his name is, said... It feels like we just put last night on pause, and then that kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Because we had a great night, yeah. Well, let's talk about the great night a little bit. We had a birthday evening.
Yeah.
We celebrated at a wonderful restaurant with good friends.
Dude, so I did not want the restaurant staff to sing.
You really didn't? What's up with that?
More than anything. Oh, it's just a bad... When it's somebody's birthday, that's a bad basic thing to do. When it's not somebody's birthday, that's a funny bad basic thing to
do. Okay, so you like it when it's not your birthday.
But we ruined that joke at a Ruby Tuesdays when we were 18 years old. That joke's been had before. You know, you don't do it when you're 30.
Okay, sure.
but I just remember the look on our waitress's face when we paid the bill and she realized that it was my birthday and she didn't send anyone out to sing. it looked like she had a look on her face like she could get fired if anyone found out. She was like, oh no, oh no, like that.
Well, we were like pieces of shit.
Why? Dude, well, we gave her all the cards and she said, well, split it amongst the cards. And you said, yep, don't fuck up.
Yeah, but she was pretty far away when I said that.
Not far enough away. Not far away to not be emotionally affected by that.
Well, we had a nice evening last night. No, no, we had fun. We're a couple of kookaburras, though.
No, it was a great time.
We had a group of kooks with us, and we had a good time.
Yeah, we talked about it on our podcast this morning.
Oh, really, with Zaj? Cool.
Yeah, a little bit about how, like, there's just so much food there.
Oh, man.
And none of it's bad, so you could just be like, yeah, just bring me out, whatever.
Do you think we... So we had five people there.
Six, I thought.
Six?
Six. Me, you, Elliot, Owen, Grandison, Zoya.
Okay.
Six.
So six people. Did we overshoot it? Where did we overshoot it with the meal? Should we have gotten the one under that and not the one that we got?
No.
Or was it the extra?
I think the... So they have like three choices and one is... They're all you can eat, but they're all for what? There's all less choices.
There's less choices.
There's like 30 meats for one and then like 40 and 60 or something like that.
So many meats.
So many meats.
I didn't think there were that many meats.
I think the one that we got was the best because there was just a lot more to choose from.
Yeah. Okay.
We just ordered too much.
We had like a little rabbit's turd bit of chicken at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Left over. But everyone was filled to capacity.
Yeah, it was bursting at seams.
Like we were not okay. Like I was uncomfortably full.
Yeah. Owen said at one point, if I eat another piece, I'll spew. And I realized that while I was reaching for another piece.
Do you think anyone's ever barfed into the flame pit in the middle of those hibachi places?
I mean, everything is possible. Everything's happened.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. I don't think it's allowed. I think it's frowned upon.
I don't think it's allowed. There's a sign that says, please don't puke in the hibachi.
If you can help it. If you can help it.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you forgot the song, Mike. Maybe you'll remember it again.
I don't know.
Maybe it'll refresh in your memory while we're doing this opening our packages thing.
Okay, great.
But I think it's time to open up our packages. And I'm going to play a little bit of music while we do so.
Time to get in the holiday spirit.
Let's get into the holiday spirit together as friends, and as colleagues.
This is the Halloween episode?
Yeah.
Well, here we go. That's spooky music for you. What are you going to be for Halloween, Steve?
Well, we already talked about that, Mike.
Did we?
Yes.
Today?
No, in the last episode with Candace.
Well, I guess this isn't the goddamn Halloween episode, is it?
Okay, here we go. I'm going to open this one. Can you hand me those keys over there? Mike, those are the wrong ones. Thing I asked for.
This package looks like a football. It has a football pattern.
And why is that? Is it football season?
It is football season. Uh-oh. It is. Where if you go to Whole Foods, you'll see footballs all over the place.
They have footballs at Whole Foods?
Yeah, they're in season.
Organic?
Yeah, organic footballs, pig skins. So what's in here?
Oh, no.
It says Thursday night football on the package.
Oh, no. Okay.
It mostly just sounds like cardboard rubbing up against other cardboard.
Oh, this is weird, man.
What? Oh, this isn't good. We're 0 for 1?
Well, there's no thank you. There's no thank you note, but there was an option to leave one. basically, okay, well, here we go, Mike.
I thought that was a snake. All right.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Stee, love you and that Italian boy with whom you consort. The Gobblesticks Table Talk episode will forever be in my heart. This Jewish horn will bring Matt Lieberman and Ross Everett running to you with a loud shalom. Love you, babies. This is a Jewish horn, I guess.
Okay.
And it's kosher.
Great.
This is a natural ram horn.
Shofar, so good.
Shofar, so good. This is a ram horn. Jewish ram horn.
Are you supposed to, were you supposed to put it on your mouth, or what happened? Could you describe what happened? Because
it looks like I'm not okay with what just happened.
You had a bad
like,
time.
Like, dude, I have a limit, and I think I got it.
Okay, what's next?
I tried to blow into this horn, yeah. And I, what can only be described as horn dust filled into my mouth.
Oh, no. Do you want to take a, do you need to take a, want to take a?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, man.
This smells so bad.
Okay, well, we don't need to, just for... All right. Good. Yeah, all right.
Is that how you do it?
Yep, you did it. Let's go and do anything. In your... I need to ask you something as a friend. In your mind, in your 35-year-old mind, who would enjoy listening to what just happened?
Well, I'm telling you right now, it's a Jewish horn, so I'm sure it's involved in some Jewish traditions, Mike.
Do you think there are any Jewish podcasts where they blow that horn directly into a microphone?
I'm sure there are. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Looks like we got ourselves another Jewish horn here.
Like three more Jewish horns,
dude. This is, you have to edit this. You have to edit this and take me out.
My throat.
Do you not hear that? Are your headphones fucking broken?
You could open that less angry.
No, there's no way. I'm biding my time right now. A gift for you. It says a gift for you from Amazon.
Who's it for?
You. Open last to Mike just because you like the last one I sent. Open last out of what? Oh, here's the thing. There's something else. Too many things so far.
Okay. Mike, you should talk into the microphone.
No, I don't want to be... I'm taking a break from this podcast.
Would be nice if the listeners could hear you.
It says open last. But it's the only thing in here to open. All they've done. Thankful for
another Christmas Eve in Washington. It's a nice bag. Nice Christmas bag.
Merry Christmas. It's like the Christmas cat's out of the bag.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
What is this? Oh, Jesus. Dude, it's a police light. It's a police light with, like, police sound effects. And I'm glad that I'm the one. You could put it on a bike.
Why did that come out of it?
What?
That little circle, that black thing.
This?
Yeah.
This is the lens cap.
Oh, okay. I thought that came out of the bag.
No, you calm down.
I thought that cat came out of the bag.
No, this is what's fun about this is I was the one who got to open it. So you'll never hear any of these sounds.
Can I just see it?
You can see it.
I won't. Let me take a look.
Now they're seeing it.
Man, put it up to my hands.
I don't want to. I'm telling you right now. If you make this make a sound, I'm leaving. I've
okay.
never been.
Okay.
I'm smiling and we're all joking around. Everybody's joking happy around. If you make this make a sound.
Yeah, jingle, hey. Jingle, jingle. You will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris
Kringle. I'm the king of jingle. I've said what I had to say. Jingle, here you go. Jingle, reindeer, through the frosty air they'll go. They are not just plain
deer. They're the fastest deer I know. Ho, ho, you must believe that. All right, let's check out this next gift. I wish you'd put your headphones back on.
I don't trust what comes out of the headphones.
Well, I mean, it really just sets the mood if you're listening to what I'm listening to.
I have a great imagination.
What do you think it is?
Christmas music.
All right. Did you even find out who that came from?
Nope.
This is from a gift. Fuck your Outlook fucking rules. Fuck you, Outlook fucking rules. Is what it says.
Is this meant for us?
Oh, I see. Okay, so I think this is from the same person. It says, "You will understand." It's a police hat. It's a police's crown. It's a wonderful police officer's hat, uh-huh, and a bunch of batteries.
Oh, good.
So I think this is probably what they meant by open last.
Yeah, but that was impossible for us
when we were talking about it. So it looks like we can be a cop for Halloween if you want.
You certainly can be.
We can be, Mike.
You can be the biggest, baddest cop.
Merry Christmas,
filled
Mike.
Filled with biggest baddestry.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Can we celebrate Halloween on Christmas on the podcast?
And we can sell Halloween on Christmas.
Did I not wear deodorant today? Was I keep forgetting it. No, I smell all right.
Potato burritos. Thanks for reading my his story, Toad. Listen to my podcast, if I had a podcast. on the Open Salami YouTube channel. A little promo there. Sneaking it in. What is this? Are these rations? Are these, Dude, I feel like I'm opening.
What does it say, Mike?
Oh, it says party favors. Party favors. 6 sticky lizards. Toys for kids.
Let me see. Are you going to open that?
Go ahead.
You're going to, Matt?
Yeah, put your face close to it when you do it.
You think there's going to be asbestos? As the best of us is going to pop?
As best as we can.
As best as we can.
Okay, so bulk toys, party favors, 60 pieces. Wacky, fun, stretchy, sticky figures. Toy assortment.
Assortment.
Large glitter sticky hands. Edward sticky hands.
You know what? It checks out. We got those sticky hands you get in the quarter machines.
I like that.
We got some of these boys that roll down the...
Oh, yeah. Like those. They've climb down a wall.
We got more sticky hands, and we got some sticky lizards.
Where do you find these things, man? I used to get all these things out of the coin machine.
The coin machine, yeah. I guess you know, you find out one day that, you know, I guess that one day...
It's a great point, Steve.
Merry Christmas. Here we go. I'm opening up one of these boys. Look at this little lizard, huh? Look at this slimy boy.
I'm going to try to make one of these guys climb down the wall while you're opening this situation.
Hey, Owen, check this out. Oh, man.
That landed inside Owen.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Is that what's happening right now?
A little bit. No, it's just hear the sleigh bells ringing, ring, ting, tingling, chill.
Are you one of those people who hates Christmas music?
No, I love Christmas music.
Dude, those people who hate Christmas music need to chill the fuck out.
I agree. I totally agree.
Just chill out. Listen to something else. Also, if you have a fancy car, don't listen to this podcast.
This doesn't have a return name on it, but it says, "Attention, Dynamic Banter, hashtag send us your trash."
Oh, great. These are so hard to open. Holy shit.
Shh, be quiet, Mike. I can't open this goddamn package. I can't open this fucking present. This fucking present.
The most ungrateful kid. I can't open this fucking present, Mom.
I can't open this fucking gift, Mom.
Help me, Janice. Help me.
Mom, you gonna help or are you just gonna watch me with your fucking camera?
You gonna help or...
Are you gonna help? Okay. It's working. Dear Stephen May... This is wonderful parchment.
Turn that around real quick.
I've been a fan of you guys for a while, but never knew how to listen to podcasts. I always had it in my head. Well, you just listen. I always had it in my head that listen I needed... You listen here. I always had it in my head that I needed iTunes or some Apple product to even delve into the podcast world. Once I realized how dumb I was, I jumped into Spotify, and I've been marathoning your podcast in reverse order. I started with the newest one, and I'm slowly going backwards. Oh, interesting. It's going to get worse. The only podcasts I currently listen to are yours and My Favorite Murder with Karen Kilgariff from Mr. Show and Georgia Hardstark. They talk about serial killers and shit. It's worth a listen.
There's so many podcasts that talk about serial killers.
I know, it's
shit.
Great. I'm glad you opened your P.O. box because I just got to the point on Dynamic Banter where Mike said, send us wrestling stuff.
Oh, shit.
And I've been waiting to give these items to someone who deserves them. They are original vintage costumes from 1991 and have never been worn.
What?
So there's no ball sweat on them.
Oh, good. No ball sweat?
I also included some packs of Garbage Pail Kids cards because why the fuck not?
Dude.
Thanks for the laughs and never take your medication, Sean O'Leary. P.S. If you guys like hot stuff, I run a small hot sauce company out here in New Jersey and would love to send you some free bottles.
Hell yeah, man.
I would love to get in on that.
Don't you hate hot stuff?
I don't hate it, but if it's like got a good flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike.
Is this going to be the best day of my life?
These are wonderful.
91. Dude, that's my shit. Dude, I remember this shit. Look at this racist costume.
Okay, I'm going to have to keep this one.
Oh, man.
Because I was looking for a Macho Man to wear with my my outfit.
Dude, don't wear this one. They're unopened.
And they're children's costumes.
And they're children's
costumes.
Well,
it's a costumes. Size medium. Wow, these are wonderful. Look at this.
Dude, this is amazing. People used to wear this to the events.
Did they really?
Yeah, and there's a full bodysuit that only covers like 3/4 of your whatever. And the boots like start at your knees and they end halfway down your shin.
And it's WWF.
Yeah.
Look at this, how this package, these cards were packaged.
Dude, this is fucking
in like
awesome.
A plutonium case.
This is so good.
This is great. Look at, we got these original Series 2 Garbage Pail Kids. There's a bunch of packs here.
That's awesome, man. This is great.
Cool. Thank you so much, Sean. And yeah, please send us some hot sauce. I'd love to sample it.
I wish you put some hot sauce on the stuff you sent us. I'd eat it.
Why didn't you put hot sauce on those masks?
You should wear this, man. That would be...
I don't think I could fit into it.
No,
is the problem.
Can. No adult can.
We should just keep them in, like, we should display them on the wall somewhere.
Yeah. This is from Casey Landerkin of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Opening this up, this looks like a dossier.
A dozier.
This looks like a dulcimer. I don't want to break it. It's really shut.
Wow, this is a bare naked ladies Sarah McLachlan version of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Oh, great.
It's really good.
And it's surprisingly good.
It's okay, good.
So this is high.
It says hi on the black paper, cardboard, it looks like.
And I'm scared to put my
poster board.
And there's just a bunch of dead spiders now.
There's a bunch of old spider skins.
I don't know how.
Do you want me to get in there? Are you scared?
Yeah, because here. I think you're supposed to do it like this, but I'm not totally sure. It's put together like something the Riddler would do.
Oh, it's like a... Well, don't kill the spiders.
Well, they're all over my eyes.
Ooh, they're doing a round now. It's nice.
Oh,
God rest ye merry. God rest ye merry.
I'm not putting the headphones back on.
Come on, Mike. It's nice.
I don't want to know about
God
it.
God bless ye.
It sounds like madness.
Okay, here we go.
Rip it open. Rip it open.
Okay, I'm trying to be very careful with this. Mike, did you ever have one of those costumes?
I never had this one. I had a bodysuit for the Ultimate Warrior that made me look like I had muscles. And there was a piece of plastic bag that you taped over your face to to mimic the face paint.
Holy shit.
What?
Oh, fuck. This is crazy.
The spider thing?
There's so many spiders in here. I can't believe how many bees are. Hope you like this. Just something I did for fun. Also, please enjoy the little drawing of Elliot I did. I didn't know what else to do with it. Dude, this is... Okay, hold on.
So she was like, I tried burning it. No dice.
Mike.
Yeah.
This is like...
What?
You fucking, just keep shaking it's, your head. It's amazing.
Oh.
It's really fucking amazing.
That sounds like it could be a good thing.
Okay, hold on. I just
I have one of these packs of cards, Steve?
Yeah, of course. Holy shit. This thing is fucking crazy good.
Guy Ritchie, Mary. Oh, shit, dude.
It's a fucking amazing drawing of us that I'm being very careful with.
Yeah, how do you not ruin this?
I'm going to put this in a frame for sure.
Please.
Because this is crazy good.
There God.
Is... Yeet.
Yeet.
Donk.
Don't rest yeet.
Don't.
Don't.
Fro, don't sing me. Look at this drawing of Elliot.
Ooh, this is a
holy
sexy,
shit.
This is if Elliot came to Ellis Island to get his papers.
Oh my god, this is so fucking good. Casey Landerkin says, "Thanks for keeping laughing and weird at my super boring desk job."
Holy shit, man.
Dude, look at how fucking good this is.
How do you get this good at drawing?
Mike, look at it. Isn't it fucking amazing?
This is fucking crazy.
Owen, you need to come over here and look at this.
Owen, touch this.
No, you gotta get close.
You don't even understand.
Like, you can't get all of it without getting close.
I'm looking
at it. Owen doesn't care, otherwise he'd be over here.
If it doesn't have Owen on it. He doesn't give a shit.
Owen would be over here before I even opened it if it had his name on it.
This is beautiful, man. Holy shit.
And here's the image of Elliot that's really good, too. Holy shit. Yeah, this needs to go into a frame right away.
Yeah. Take a good picture of that so I can make a digital.
God.
And
yeah.
I can put it on my Instagram.
Let me put it next to this bottle of water.
Put it right next to your Instagram.
Okay, so I've got one more package here, guys. This comes from Mitchell McConnell, not the representative, it says. Is there a Mitchell McConnell representative?
Well, Steve, we could deduce.
The tape on this package has a lot of hair stuck to it.
Oh, no. Is that pre-post office hair or post-post office
hair? Someone's head in here?
What's in the box?
There's someone's severed head in here because there's a lot of hair stuck to this tape.
We already got two severed heads earlier today.
One of them is from a racist. Oh, shit. That Mannheim Trans-Siberian Orchestra song is playing. You know, the one with the lights?
I'll never put on the headphones.
You know
again.
What I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
You know exactly.
You know when
I'm
they play
about?
The lights?
When they play the fun lights? Give me your goddamn keys, Mike.
Where are they? Here you go. Let's give them a little music.
There's already music, Mike.
Let's give them a little music so it's not so barren here.
It's really nice. These keys you gave me are slicing right through these hairs that are stuck to the tape. Okay, here you go, buddy. Take your keys back. Ow!
I'm going to judge Steve's reaction, and I'm going to mimic it, his feelings, that he's his vibes that he's sending off through the magic of this whistle.
Okay. There's a letter here. It says, "Open up, Buttercup." Ow. I just sliced open my jugular vein with a box.
You okay?
I'm starting to get dizzy. Okay.
Well, don't bleed out on the letter.
Dynamic banter. Hello, Mike and Steve. This boy is from the great west suburbs of Chicago, and I have been a huge fan of your podcast since it first started. Steve, I have been watching you since your early days at SourceFed. Mike, I first saw you on an episode of Table Talk where the topic of foods menu was the focus.
Nice.
Inside the package below are some watercolor portraits that I have done of you as a way to give back for all the funny content you have provided for the public. Now, as someone who enjoys drawing and painting, one of my favorite skits of yours was the Dave and Ross hosting the TV program Dictures. I remember laughing to the point of tears from watching these videos and even showed it to some of my friends in art class. Below is a list of color names that me and my friends have come up with. Enjoy. Soggy Mattress. Fifth Shake. Duty Monkey. One Horse Away. Lewd Bathwater. Uncle's Tupperware. Income Tax. Hot Pursuit. I feel like Income Tax would be like a bad gray
color. Yeah.
Hot Pursuit. Boiling. Dry Heave. High Jump. Olive Garden. And CO2. Anyways, love you guys and the awesome content you make. This is his Insta. Initial_portals Instagram. Mitchell McConnell.
So he does paint things. Artist. Watercolor paint.
It would
things.
Seem so.
I'm Mike? Excited to see this, dude. If it's Here anything like, and it already has, we've already gotten what I would call unbelievable art. So the bar is set pretty high. Gonna try not to base this one on the other one. That's not very fair.
We've definitely got hardly believable art.
So many plastics. So
Holy
many different plastics.
Shit, these are framed, Mike.
What? Oh, damn, man.
Oh
dude. This is fucking awesome.
This is crazy good.
Real good. Look at the eyes. Definitely got a lot of the sadness there in the eyes.
This is wonderful. How wonderful is this?
And the frame's already a part of
this
it.
This is so great. Thank Dude, you.
You should just try to put it up there like it goes up there.
Make sure that's secure,
no,
that's
will
you?
That's the least good.
Oh.
That's the least good.
Oh.
There you go. Is there me? Is there my head? Oh, yeah. Look at this face.
Please look at this.
Dude.
Oh, and look at this.
That's like simultaneously a picture of me now and in the future. Look at my nose. He really got the whole nose on
it's
there.
It's so good.
I like
it's
it.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, man. It's undeniably my face.
Dude, this is like... It's so good. We need to put these up.
We should put them up, like, in our corresponding
Yeah,
places.
We totally should.
I didn't realize that your eyes are at the top of your head.
The very top.
I love it so much. This is great art. Here, will you take this, Mike?
Yeah, of course.
And make sure those are in safe.
Dude, yours also kind of looks like DJ Khaled.
Well, it's not about the jewelry.
It's important to remember.
Oops, I just smacked the camera. Okay, guys, well, listen. That's our show.
That's a wrap.
This is so wonderful. All this art is amazing. Thank you so much for the gifts. I don't remember the P.O. Box number, so...
I'm sure it's on another episode.
I'm sure it's on another episode. But if you guys want to send us some stuff, that's awesome if you would like it. And it's great, and we
is
love
that
it.
On the Instagram?
It's on the Instagram, yeah,
Dude,
I think
one
so.
One of those boxes.
Oh, yeah, it totally is on one.
Where are we
Steve Zaragoza, 4335 Van Nuys Boulevard, number 156, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. And you can do... Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I want to thank you for listening to today's episode. Mike, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And
so
Merry
much.
Christmas.
Thank you, Red. Can I just say real quick that I wrote a book. It's on my website. It's called If I Close My Eyes, I Could Still Hear No One Laughing. It's on MikeFalzone.com. Also, I'm doing, if you're listening to this on Friday, I'm doing stand-up at the Federal, 7:30 in North Hollywood. So come on, Mike, come on.
And don't forget... come to LA Comic Con and see our panel, the EZU panel. Mike and Owen and Brett and Mackenzie Stith and I will
Sunday
be there.
Sunday morning, right?
Sunday morn. And there's also a booth where you can take pictures with the ET in a dress. There's going to be exclusive merch. Mike will be, Mike will have his book there.
Yeah.
And there'll be a day where he'll be signing those and personalizing them and drawing whatever you want in them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Too late.
You fucked up.
I'm going to bring donuts.
That counts.
For people. And there's also going to be special stuff at the booth. Like, I think I'm going to be bringing old hats that I've worn on SourceFed and stuff that you can have. And cool exclusive stuff. And Emily will be there. And it's going to be great. So, guys, thank you so much. And we'll tick you next time on the Dr. Mento Show.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.